This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Belinda Leos. Date of birth, October 27, 1974. Case ID number is 546-3112. Date of exam, November 7, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from LiveWell Medical Center, dated 3/24/23. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression slash anxiety slash panic attacks, comma, hypertension, comma, problems with swollen feet and knees, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, problems with menisces slash anemia, comma, and earaches slash tinnitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2015, where she was a provider for 3 years. She also worked at odd jobs throughout her life. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is not working because he was burned. The claimant states that when she did work, she worked 3 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 5 weeks and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, depression slash anxiety slash panic attacks. Number two, hypertension. Number three, problems with swollen knees and feet. Number four, lumbar sacral back pain. Number five, diabetes mellitus. Number six, problems with menstrual periods slash anemia. And number seven, earaches slash tinnitus. History of allegations. Number one, depression slash anxiety slash panic attacks. The claimant states that in 2004, she started to have problems with insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, anger, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased concentration, comma, weight loss, comma, anxiety, comma, sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, apathy, comma, nervousness, comma, feeling worthless, comma, feeling like a failure, comma, being scared, comma, and having phobias to go out during the day and at night. The claimant has become very antisocial and does not like to socialize even with family members. Or her husband was burned at work and has not been able to work secondary to the trauma. The claimant states that she has been suicidal in the past and has attempted to commit suicide by cutting her wrist when she was in her 20s. And she states that her relationship with her husband is fair, that they do not communicate very much because he has his problems and she has hers. She is presently taking multiple medications for her condition, which include hydroxyzine, pamomate, 25 milligrams QID, and duloxetine, 60 milligrams QD. She states the medications are helping her, and she feels better at this time. She appears to be stable. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2007, she was diagnosed with hypertension. She denies having any symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, headaches, comma, or blurred vision. She also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 160 over 104 mmHg. She is presently taking telmisartan 80 milligrams POQD, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams QD, and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure is borderline high at this time. Allegation number three, problems with swollen knees and feet. The claimant states that in 1997, she started to develop a lot of swelling of her knees and her feet, secondary to gaining excessive amount of weight. The claimant went up to 400 pounds, and although she has lost 100 pounds since that time, she still has swelling of her ankles and knee area. She was also diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. She denies any fractures. She did have surgery in 1997 for her right knee, secondary to an anterior collateral ligament tear, and states that she has had injections in her left knee times two for inflammation. Her symptoms include swelling, and occasionally numbness in her feet. She denies any warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, or pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 40 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Turk. She is presently seeing a nurse practitioner by the name of Monica Gonzalez. The medications that she takes for pain are gabapentin 300 milligrams BID and ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID. She says the only physical activity she does is a little light housework. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, and occasionally doing the laundry. She does not go to the grocery store or do any other exercise at this time. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number four, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2007, she started to develop pain in her lumbar sacral back area, secondary to slipping multiple times and falling on her back. She states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which occasionally radiates down her left leg. No surgeries have been performed for this condition. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 40 minutes, sit for 1 hour, lift approximately 7 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, sometimes doing the laundry, but not going to the grocery store or exercising at this time. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Turk, T-U-R-K, and she has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 1 month of physical therapy. She is presently on gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, and her condition appears to be stable. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back contusion and sprain, along with lumbago secondary to morbid obesity. Allegation number five, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy in the form of numbness and tingliness of her hands and feet. The claimant states that she checks her blood glucose 3 times per day and that it usually comes out between 90 to 240 milligrams / DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 8.5%. She is presently taking Trulicity 0.75 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters Q-week, and Janumet 50 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams BID. Her condition appears to be fairly stable, although her hemoglobin A1C is borderline high. Allegation number 6, problems with menstrual periods and anemia. The claimant states that since 1995, she has had problems with menometorrhagia secondary to hormonal imbalance. The claimant became anemic secondary to having periods that are very heavy. No surgeries have been performed. She states she suffers from dizziness, comma, weakness, comma, tiredness, comma, and that she is presently in her menopause phase. The claimant states that she will bleed for 1 month every other month and that she has not had a period in 2 months. She continues to take the iron sulfate, which is 325 milligrams TID, and states that her last period was in August of 2023. Her condition appears to be better at this time, secondary to the fact that she has stopped having a period every month. Allegation number 7, earache / tinnitus. The claimant states that since 2021, she has had problems with her hearing, especially on the right side. No surgeries have been performed, and she does not use any hearing aids. She says she suffers from tinnitus. She has not had any infections, and her hearing appears to be normal at this time. No other tests have been performed. Family history. Her father died at the age of 71 from diabetes mellitus, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, and hypertension. Her mother is 73 and has congestive heart failure, comma, hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, dementia, comma, and problems with her left eye. Medications: amlodipine 10 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine pamomate 25 milligrams QID, Trulicity 0.75 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters Q week, telmisartan 80 milligrams QD, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams QD, loratadine 10 milligrams QD, Janumet 50 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams BID, ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, PRN as needed for pain, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, drisdol 1,250 micrograms 50,000 units, one capsule 2 times per week for vitamin D deficiency, atorvastatin 10 milligrams POQD, duloxetine 60 milligrams QD, furosulfate 325 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, right knee pain, comma, decreased vision, comma, history of fatty liver, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, anxiety slash depression slash panic attacks, comma, lumbar sacral back pain slash lumbargo, comma, with mild radiculopathy, hyperlipidemia, comma, morbid obesity, comma, bilateral earaches with tinnitus, comma, anemia, comma, mental metalrasia, comma, bilateral knee pain and foot swelling with history of right knee surgery for torn anterior collateral ligament in 1997. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases, physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 300 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 160 over 104 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute. General, this is a 49-year-old morbidly obese female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant is morbidly obese, and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no varicose veins. The claimant does have pitting edema of both lower extremities, secondary to morbid obesity. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to morbid obesity. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the left knee, no acute finding, osteoarthritis. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings, osteoarthritis. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted, secondary to morbid obesity. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for osteoarthritis of the knees, more likely accelerated, secondary to her morbid obesity. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity and depression. Probable diagnoses, depression / anxiety / panic attacks. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant is being treated for a condition and she appears to be responding to the pills that she's taking. Allegation number 2, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 160 over 104 mmHg, which is high. She may need to be adjusted with her medication regimen. Allegation number 3, swelling of the knees and feet, secondary to morbid obesity, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is morbidly obese and has a BMI of 52. At one time, she did weigh 400 pounds, but has lost some weight. Allegation number 4, lumbar sacral back pain / lumbargo / mild left radiculitis, appears to be stable at this time, grossly normal physical exam. Allegations number 5, diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 8.5%, which is borderline high. Allegation number 6, problems with menorrhagia and menometrorrhagia, resulting in anemia. Her condition appears to be better at this time since she is going into the menopause stage. She is still taking medications for anemia. We do not know what her last hemoglobin / hematocrit levels were, but she appears to be doing better. Allegation number 7, earaches with tinnitus - normal physical exam. The claimant is able to hear me well, and physical exam was normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Belinda Leos.